Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 44 for Friday, February 20th, 2015. It's time once again to assault your ear holes from our homemade pillow and sofa cushion fort housed in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. It's a Weekly Dose of Fat with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
The Weekly Dose of Fat, show number Epsilon Peach for Friday, Gret Willily Gold from Venus.
And joining us in the studio today is Mr. J.K. Levin.
Hey.
How could we host this spectacular radio experience without our musical director, Chris Daisy, and the Fat Bike Radio Band?
Hey, guys.
Dig it there, kittens and cattens. This show is sponsored by the Surly Junk Strap. They don't be dancing on your head, daddy-o. It does what it says, and it says what it does. It straps your junk to your hip steed. You know you and Surly have been thick as molasses pie since I don't know from then on, and damned if I do know. Learn more at SurlyBikes.com.
Hey, JK, what do we have on the show this week?
We're going to have a lot of stuff on the show. Special guest and ITI world record holder, Heather Best. Got three guys with beers and beards.
And stuff.
And stuffs. Ass-Alaska tales from the Gomez, as well as Fat Nats. Coverage from the Gomez.
Plus, we're going to give a go at taking call-in guests during the show this week.
Yeah, and stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah. So this is the Beards and Beer, Beards and Beer, Beards and Beer, Beards and Beer segment. So I brought both Sven and JK beard oil from the wilds of Alaska,
yeah.
Containing gnome oil and wolverine pheromones to drive all the women's in Milwaukee wild. Mm-hmm. Maybe all
tested.
The...
tested.
Maybe
field
all
field tested her.
Field tested today.
It's made by Capo's Alaska Beard Oil. I chose the apricot and pine infused 907 Bushcraft Cut for the manly lumberjack JK, and the cinnamon and spruce inspired Kenai Fire for the cosmopolitan Sven.
Oh, that's the fucking way she goes, boys.
Chrome some of that beard product through your beard, eh?
And speaking of the beards.
Beard contest coming up.
Yeah, next March or next March. Next
this,
month.
This month, this March. This March month coming up.
Yeah. All those M's.
On the Ice March, the 15th of March at the Uptowner, a little bar that I like.
Right over here on the
They're
River
bike,
West. They're
bike friendly over there at the Uptowner.
Indeed.
So what's the deal with the contest? This is the local contest we're talking about.
Yes, it's okay. Their third annual Super Beard Contest.
We should do like some sort of live broadcast from the Uptowner.
At least a man on the street interview with the beard winners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
beards
have
beards and beer.
They have all kinds of funky categories with very large descriptions off their Facebook event page, so you can kind of figure out exactly where you would fit if you were to be a participant, which is free, and you get some sort of swag entry. Prize just for going up there and
showing your beard.
And
one can only assume
on
that you know the normal freestyle rules of bearding apply.
Only for the partial beard category.
Hey, we're gonna do the ice beard contest, but we only have one rule. It's got to have ice on it. So that's actually through the site. We got Gomez is working on prizes already.
Oh, yeah, we already actually have prizes from our title sponsor, those boys up at Surly, who we're going to talk a little bit about maybe later in the show, about we're actually going up there.
Yeah.
I think we have a date tomorrow night.
We're going to Minneapolis.
Speaking of Minneapolis, what do we got for beer there, Grape Ape?
I found apricot beer. I was walking through, and I just happened to look, and it was Point Brewery, Apricadabra. It's an apricot wheat ale. It's a seasonal. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, I almost bought it at the moment, but I figured I had to wait until Gomez was back into his studio.
What's the Bible of beer say about this one?
It's a tabla rasa. Absolutely clean slate. nobody is really, there's been two ratings of people.
Well, maybe we should log on and we should, well, there'll be five ratings after this.
Exactly. Yes. Everyone, you can affect change. If you go to the Beer Advocate.
I'm going to pop mine right now. Well, as a matter of fact.
Give me that lighter, dude.
It has a very apricot-y nose, if I'm going to speak in the parlance of.
Whoa. That's got a nose, all right.
Hey, I'm afraid to taste this now.
I'm coming off being sick, and I haven't put this in my mouth yet. All right, I'm taking my swig.
Oh, cripes.
They had to make an apricot beer, did they?
That's totally somewhere between a cleaning product and a urinal cake.
I think if you knew you liked apricot and you wanted a wheat beer, you're probably on the hunt for it. It's not my style.
No.
So I couldn't tell you if it's a good example of it or not.
I've had beers like this where they just kind of drop the juice.
Yeah, I don't dig fruit in my beer very much.
This is what it says. It says it's ale with apricot juice added.
There's raspberries and strawberries. Yeah.
I've had like the strawberry blonde and stuff. I mean, I know what
summer when I know it's 100 out.
I know what you're in for. Or I know what I'm in for. Yes, I'm in your ears and commanding. But, you know, it's like the, you know, any kind of a fruit-infused
thing. Hey, guess what? We've got a caller on the line. We could go check out if our caller's ever had an apricot beer.
Yeah. Let's check in with them and see what they have to say about apricot beer.
Welcome, caller. Who do we have on the line?
This be Daniel Dietrich from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Hey, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Yeah, I just got Gomez kind of gave me an invitation to give you guys a call and shoot the breeze a while, so
hey,
here,
man,
I am.
You don't need an invitation. You can call whenever you want.
I sent you one anyway.
Yeah, is that just the way he is? Hey, Dan, have you ever had an apricot beer before? We're drinking an apricot apricadabra from Point right now.
You know, there's certain flavors in this world that just have no need of being in a beer, and I think apricot is one of them.
I agree with you. Absolutely. Yeah. Fruit in the beer. Even this is especially egregious.
Yeah, hey. it's just to contradict each other, I think.
How's fat biking going up by you guys this year? Get that last snow, you must have got about a foot or so, huh?
I think it was about 8 or 9 inches. Yeah, it's going well. You know, we've been kind of lax on the snow overall. So even all the skiers have been biking. It's just the only thing you can do. And
yeah,
you know, when we got the snow, then the skiers kind of grabbed the skis and hit out in the woods. But I mean, we've been having some pretty good sized groups going on. Our Tuesday night ride went up 15, 20 bikes at night.
Super.
And we're talking at 4 or 5 degrees. Just Tuesday night here, we went out. We had about 7 or 8 guys, you know, all in the single digits. And
yeah, we went from Harrington Beach north a couple weeks ago, and it was that day that was the 50-mile-an-hour winds. So we didn't go super far, but it was the conditions were really good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've been ironically not on the beach as much as we have been. You know, with the water level so far up.
Yeah,
right, yeah, for sure.
It's kind of pushed us over into the, obviously we're going down the beach and there's private property, you know, along the beach down here by us. And a lot of these beach houses are pretty close to the beach.
Wow.
So we're pushed up to where, like, we're riding within 20 feet of somebody's, you know, bedroom picture window or something. It's just kind of crazy, but
it's iced, you know, is it iced over? Is it iced over pretty good? Yeah, okay.
It is. I mean, it's iced over quite a bit, and that actually helps us because it keeps the waves back, and we kind of will ride on that crunchy, you know, ice formation ice, and it just kind of helps us. But you know, we've been, like any other area, we've been, you know, our wooded trails have been developing, you know, quite nicely this year. In fact, you know, I was just talking to someone today that I went to our local park here, Evergreen Park, where we have our wars race and all the things going on.
Yeah.
And we rode it last night, and it's it's kind of nice that it is so well written in, you know, that it was great riding. And in the past, if I wanted a good, you know, a good woods trail, I practically had to ride it in myself because it was just a handful.
Well, it's great. There's a lot more people out there.
Hey, strength in numbers, man.
Yeah, speaking of people out there, we actually got Heather Best on the line. We're going to go to her. And thanks for calling in, Dan. She's our special guest this week.
Right on. Thanks for calling, Dano.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you again, Dan. Thanks. Yep.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, we'll be right back with our special guest, Heather Best.
You are once again listening to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, kids! Uncle Dick's bead slip works great on fat bikes. Tubed or tubeless, and vintage beadless rims. Just use a little dab on trouble spots and get your tire mounted faster and easier. Uncle Dick's is compatible with all rims, tires, and sealants.
And here's the best news of all. The 3-ounce tin of slip is now only $10.50.
$10.50.
And comes with an application brush and a cool sticker.
You gotta know, Uncle D has changed a lot of tires in his day. His slip will get you or your customers out riding fast. Check it out at Uncle Dick's Bike Shop. .com.
Please welcome to the radio show the women's ITI champion and world record holder, Heather Best.
Welcome to the show, Heather.
Thanks, guys. I think that title sounds a little inflated, but we'll just roll with it.
Heather has joined us on the program to talk about her preparations for the Iditarod Trail Invitational, aka the ITI.
First, we should congratulate Heather on last year's world record win of the 350-mile category.
And we have to send congratulations out to Heather's husband, Jeff Holtley, for his men's 1,000-mile world record this year.
Again, guys, thanks, but I have to say, in both cases, I think we were prepared, but we were really handed some pretty phenomenal trail conditions.
So I heard that the ITI this year will be run on a different course. Can you maybe fill our listeners in on that? Wish they were customers.
Actually, it's actually going to be run on the identically same trail as last year, which is the traditional Iditarod Trail. The dog teams are moving north, though. They are moving up to Fairbanks, where we haven't had a rainy winter, and we have a snowpack still. So they've changed the dogs off the traditional Iditarod Trail, and they're setting up a different route, mostly along large rivers, while the human-powered race is going to go out of Kinnick as usual. And actually, the gnome-bound folks were supposed to go on the southern route like the dogs this year. But now that there will be no southern route because the dogs aren't going to be going there, they're going to be heading to Nome on the northern route just like last year.
That's pretty cool. Tell us about what you do to prepare for a 350-mile ultra.
Well, mostly I just ride my bike a lot, and I try and piece together a few big multi-day rides. And then, additionally, I ride when I don't really want to, kind of like when it's 40 below. And then I spend a lot of time fretting over gear, drop bags, things of that nature, I suppose.
So last weekend, you were up, you did the White Mountains 100 course, right, with Kevin and a couple other people?
Yeah, something like that. Jeff and I rode from our house on trails all the way out to the White Mountains and spent a night in the cabin with some friends. And then the next day, we headed out on the 100-mile loop and had a 30-mile head start on Kevin, and he kind of slowly caught up with us through the day. And then we stayed another night in the White Mountains and then rode home the next day via trails while Kevin just did the 100-mile loop in one day.
Cool. And so just for our listeners, kind of how many hours in the saddle is that and approximately how many miles?
First day was like 52 miles in about 8 hours. The second day, Jeff and I only pulled off 60 miles that day because the trails were really slow, and that was in probably like 10 to 12 hours riding. And then the last day, about 45 miles, and I think about 7 hours to come home.
So do you do
all... The trail conditions out on the White Mountains loop were kind of not ideal. I mean, during the race, they'd be much, much faster for 100 miles.
So when you're training, do you carry a good portion of the gear that you're going to use during the race, or do you try and simulate those loads, or do you just ride with what you need that day?
Well, we were riding fully packed for the three-day trip this time, and I carried a lighter weight bag than I would carry in the ITI because we were sleeping inside cabins, and I didn't want to be in a 20-below bag indoors where it was heated. But Jeff was carrying all of his you know, normal ITI gear. And I had most of my gear, just not the exact components that I would use for outdoor bivvying and stuff like that. So
last year, you rode last year's race on a titanium fatback. Are you riding the same bike this year, or have you gotten one of the new Corvus carbons?
I have not gotten a new Corvus, and that's not because I don't want a new Corvus. That is because I'm riding the same titanium fatback as last year because it's a custom bike that was made for me, and I'm kind of have some freakish proportions. So I don't fit super well on a medium frame because my legs are too long and there's too much seat post sticking out. But on a large frame, I'm kind of stretched out over the top too, and so I'm just sticking with a frame that fits me.
Well, Heather, the bell indicates the start of the lightning round of the interview.
Please answer the following 5 questions muy rápidamente.
Best drop bag snack.
That's a moving target, but I'll go with dark chocolate peanut butter cups.
Oh. Mucklucks or Wolfhammer?
Neither for me, but gun to my head, I'll say Mucklucks.
All right.
Brad Pitt or George Clooney?
Depends on the day or the role.
Groomed or ungroomed?
Ungroomed, but a recent pass by a dog team is a plus.
And the final question of the lightning round.
Your favorite fat bike tire for the ITI?
Dillinger 4.
Very good.
Well, we really have enjoyed having you on the show, Heather.
Yeah, Heather, buena suerte for the ITI coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. Let's just hope we're riding more than we're pushing.
All right. Thanks again, Heather, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, fat bikers. This is Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery. Most of the time I listen to heavy metal, but sometimes I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, quit playing with yourself.
It's the weekly dose of fat.
Welcome back to the radio program. Hey, last week Gomez went from Alaska to Utah for the Fat Nats. So let's start out this week's weekly dose with a little check-in with Uncle G.
So many of you might have read, I filed a sit rep on my fat bike festival out there in Homer on Monday, but I also spent some time in Anchorage visiting Fatback 907 and Revelate Designs. There's some really sweet things going on up there in Anchorage. So I'm going to start out with 907. Bill Fleming up there and I met when I picked up my
bike.
He
had one of his
bikes
for the ride. Yeah,
Tuscan drive, Gates carbon drive roll-off.
You've had
bike.
A roll-off before, so you weren't totally surprised with what the roll-off is.
That bike rode sweet, man, on
those
the beach.
Great. I got one, too. I love it. I love it so very much.
So, you know, Bill was holding his cards kind of close to his chest, and
like
he basically...
two suspension bike close to his chest?
Well, you know, we all saw this, their suspension bike
right.
at
yeah,
Interbike.
Sure. It's not like
and
it's great news that they're working on one, for sure.
Yeah, they're in development, and they really don't want to bring it out until it's really dialed and ready to go. But I might have talked them into... bringing Harrison down there and Bill and maybe racing them against the Turner and the Foes and the 11-9 and anybody else that
like,
comes out with one.
Seattle have a long enough course to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, they have dual slalom and downhill
yep.
and cross country.
Fat bikes are good.
And a lot of people don't know that 907 also has an online bike shop. Very similar URL to ours. It is fatbikes.com with an S on the end.
And no dash.
And they are carrying the new Foes Mutz dual suspension bike, and they got an exclusive paint and decal set that is an Alaskan flag motif that they're going to be selling as complete bikes coming up real soon.
Lots of activity up there in Alaska.
Well, I went to Fatback, and of course, Greg always has what he calls a shop ride when I come in town, and we rode a little bit, and I just did not have a good night. I was even more lame than usual, which is just pretty horrible. But they took me out for a little ride, and they didn't laugh at me or, you know, leave me out there to die.
Hey, we have a caller on the line. Cool. Should we take a call and have them ask you a question about Alaska?
Sure.
And yeah. Then, yeah, tell them.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Ernesto.
Hey,
Ernesto.
¿Cómo está ustedes?
We're talking to Uncle Gomez here about his recent Alaska trip. Do you have a question for Gomez about his recent trip to Alaska?
Yes. Was there enough powdery snow? Did you have much more snow than we have here in the Midwest?
It was actually less snow than what we have here. In both Anchorage and Homer. Plenty of ice, though, in Homer.
Ice is good for fat biking if it's a little crushy. I have another question for Mr. Gomez.
Take it now. Thank you.
Did you wear a diaper while you were up there?
No diapers. I used the diaper wipes, though.
Oh well, that's good.
Yeah, you gotta keep the undercarriage clean.
You gotta keep your gnome clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Should we take another call?
Ernesto, we're gonna take another call, brother.
We got them piling up like 747s over O'Hare in a snowstorm. Thanks, Ernesto. Hey, welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
This is Mr. Thad Carson calling from Kansas City.
Oh, my God. Radio terrorism.
That is correct.
How's it going down there?
So what rating do we have to stay at here during this conversation? Are we PG-13 or are we XXX? Well, where are we?
I believe we are rated explicit.
Yeah, we're explicit in iTunes, so if that doesn't say what we can do, I don't know what does.
So basically explicit medical terms like iTunes. Vulva or,
vulva.
Right.
So,
I had one of my girlfriends in college drove a golden vulva.
Really?
Nice, yeah. Vulva. So do you have a question for Gomez about his recent trip to Alaska?
Or have you called us to sing the song of your people?
No, my skin flute is out of tune, so I have no questions about Alaska.
I absolutely
despise Alaska. Other than I think I know one person in Alaska, Jordan Blackson, who is lamenting the fact that he has to wear shorts on his commute because they have no snow and too warm a temperature. Something to that effect.
That's global warming, I understand.
Right, and since I was in Arizona last week riding fat bikes when it was 82 degrees, that's by far the better situation in my book.
Was that single speed Arizona?
Yes, it was. How did
the fat bike contingent hold up under the assault of the desert?
Actually, there's quite a few fat bikers. I mean, I pretty much ride all 29 plus now, as did White Mike that I went with and rode with. A lot of 29 plus this year, surprisingly. Even after last year, I rode my Jones 29 plus last year, and there was a vast majority of people on 29 plus this year, which is really the perfect for desert stuff. It wasn't too sandy, just super rocky and loose.
I got curious while I was listening to this great description of a place to ride. How did we get from Alaska to Arizona?
I know.
I didn't even notice the plane landed. And
who knew that Thad? Is it Thad or is it Tad? It doesn't matter.
Thad, yes.
Who knew he was such a name dropper? We need Chewy on here to straighten this guy out. just giving you a hard time.
All right, man. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Did I drop names? Have I dropped names already? I can start. I mean, no.
Oh, White Mike. Yes. That's who I'm talking about.
White Mike. That's the only name that needs to be dropped right there.
Right there.
That will get you in every red carpet event you need to be at.
That's what I'm talking about, my man.
All right. Well, Gomez has some information about the fat bike Nats we're going to get to.
I just have one more question for Thad, though.
You go.
Have you ever had apricot-flavored beer?
You know, after that Budweiser commercial during the Super Bowl, I'm just going to drink Bud from now on. It convinced me that craft beer is just complete shit. You know.
Right now
I'm drinking I'm drinking an Orebel from Great Divide Brewery. Now I'll try pretty much any beer, but fruit beer, just depends.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. Talk to you later.
You bet, man. Have a good night.
So you want to talk about Fat Nats a little bit? Let these callers listening in just sit and listen for a little while.
I wasn't done with my fat back thing.
Yeah, it just kind of went off script there. Yeah,
I know. So back to fat back. They're working on a strapless frame back.
I like strapless things.
Not straps. It has one strap on it where the zipper pulls across. But it
so it's like a bra's ear kind of.
Yeah, it bolts in where the cable hangers are and where the water bottle bosses are with a strip of plastic, and just freaking out. Apricot beer. Did you just think about a hooker with?
It's kind of growing on me a little bit. I don't know.
You're painting a word picture there, brother. I gotta say it. I don't know where.
And, you know, Greg is working on some other stuff that's all on the QT. But in the meantime, you can keep up with their ambassadors. Did you guys all see the video that we just hosted of Pat Smajay? He threw a quick edit together.
He does trials. Yeah.
He's seven-time national.
AMA National Motorcycle Trials Champion.
Right.
And he's dabbling in the fat bike trials riding.
If by dabbling you mean like killing it,
he dabbles a little bit.
That was a kick-ass video. I had to throw it up. There was Real Fat Tuesday too this Tuesday.
So. Yes, that's true. They actually have Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park had free, if you have your time machine, go back and get it back then.
Yes.
Fat Tuesday, but they also have it coming up again on Saturday. If you miss it, if you're riding a fat bike, Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park in Milwaukee.
And Cleveland.
Oh, there you go.
Free. Yeah, JK had that. That's one of JK's
I've
links.
I've never been to the
Linky Dink, motherfucker.
Yeah, so we don't have to talk about that later.
So the third place that we visited, my compadre and I, Zach Brown, who hung out with me up there. Hopefully Zach will call tonight.
That'd be sweet. Cool, he may be one of the callers stacking up in the queue right now. I don't know. We'll take a call in a couple minutes and see where we're at.
So Eric Parsons up there at Revelate Designs, he moved into a new commercial space, larger, nice lighting. He's got – it's just so much more spacious than his old spot. So we stopped by to talk to him, and we took some pictures of the strapless bag that he's been working on with Greg over at Fatback. But then he showed us stuff that we can't really talk about.
Oh, boy. We're going to keep secrets again?
There was just prototypes everywhere. And we were like, oh, what's this? What's this? And he's like, oh, I'm doing this with this and this with that.
Yeah. If you have a bike, if you're a bike manufacturer, I think you want to accessorize them. So going to a guy like Revelate to do it, I wouldn't be surprised if he's got his fingers in the pie a couple of times.
And he's an innovator, man.
Absolutely.
The stuff that I saw there, I was like, oh, yeah. Well, everybody needs that. So.
All right. Let's before we get to the fat notes, are we done with Alaska?
Yeah, we're through Alaska.
Take a call here. We'll see if they've got an Alaska question for you while we wrap this up.
Hey, it's Jordan Wakely.
Jordan Wakely, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jordan. It's Gomez.
Thanks for waiting and hanging out on the line, listening to us banter. How's it going?
Doing good. Real good.
So I know I sent you a message today, and I wanted you to come on and tell everybody how it felt to be a bad mofo on a fat bike. I can't believe it, dude. Your first Arrowhead 135, and you win in a four-person sprint, man. Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did that feel? It had to be like an amazing thing. You've been working pretty hard for a long time. Tell me what it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, it felt real good. I've looked up to JP and Todd and Tim, Kevin. I've looked up to all them guys since I started riding a fat bike, and to just be able to ride a bike with those guys for 15 hours was, I mean, that's something I'll never forget. And to win was, it's just still unbelievable in my head.
Yeah, now, so the time, 15 hours-ish is what it was this time?
Yep.
And then how did that compare with some past years? How are the conditions? Was it a fast course?
The farther south we went on the course, the more snow they got. So, I mean, there was times we were pushing through 3-4 inches of fresh powder.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but it was warm. I mean, it started out at 20 degrees, so that made it pretty nice.
Right on.
So how much time did you spend, go through the checkpoints, how much time did you spend at each checkpoint? And were there any game playing going on with people trying to get in and out fast, or how did that go?
The first checkpoint at mile 35, we didn't even stop. We checked in, gave them a number, and kept on a trucking. Mile 72 or so at Mel George's, I was in a cabin, so we went in and got some food. And
good
actually,
call.
They weren't ready for us. They had no idea we were going to show up. And five of us went in there together. And actually, JP was in there, and he kind of snuck out on us. And you know, I seen him take off, so I wasn't ready, but I had to go. So I took off after him.
Yeah, you can't get a guy like him ahead of you too far, or you're going to be chasing taillight the whole day. So, yep, got to do what's necessary.
Exactly. I was warned about it, and kind of find out it happened, so.
Those are the little games that those veterans play. It's like, oh, just wait till the guy goes into the bathroom and then scoot. I've heard this before.
It's called catch them with their pants down. So, all right, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no Jordan, problem. I really appreciate you calling in. Are you engaged to this pretty girl I see on Facebook with you all the time?
No, she's just...
She's a girlfriend. You got to be careful. I thought Jordan's got a pretty girlfriend. He's not going to be fast anymore, but you proved me wrong, bro. So that's why I call you the baddest mother on fat bike.
All right. Hey, you want to take another call? Jordan, we're going to take another call.
All right.
Thanks,
see
man.
You, Jordan. Thanks.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Mike McColgan. Just got back from Minneapolis for the Frozen 40.
Mike.
Why didn't you stay up there for Frostbike? It's like next weekend.
Yeah, the little humans in my house probably wouldn't miss me.
That's why I couldn't go to the Frozen 40 was because I'm going to Minneapolis this weekend. The kids get lonely, and so does the wife.
Yeah, so you race the Frozen 40, right?
I wouldn't call what I do racing. But
I've raced with Mike before. I've raced with you. You race. I know how you race.
Have you ever had apricot beer before, Mike?
I don't think
you
so.
You either really know if you have. Or
yeah. Oh, you'd remember this.
Yeah, you would.
This is not so good.
I hate to say it. I'm going to have another one because I don't want to get good until this stuff is gone.
It's the gnar, dude.
Some people might like this. I can see. It may be a good example of the beer, but
I'm getting used to it simply because I've had two.
Right. Exactly.
So Mike is a lot of our listeners might not know, but Mike is one of our Bike Black Ribbon test pilots
and a heck of a photographer too.
Yeah, he's got a good eye.
Why? Thank you. I try.
And is a student of the ancient art of Kung Fu. Right.
Why, yeah.
All right.
That is super
And
badass.
You'll see, I have a nice Fu Manchu mustache made out of ice.
Oh, right.
Actually,
dude, it looked like you had an ice dildo coming off your chin. I saw those pictures.
So you are entering the ice beard contest then, I assume.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was one, but I will have to.
Hey, guys, there's an ice beard contest going on. Just take a picture of your icy beard, email it to Sven at fat-bike.com, and we'll probably come up with some pretty cool stuff. It's like surly stuff and whatnot.
We got rims and tires, at least.
Yeah, so, and, you know, for the ladies out there,
I think,
for the ladies out there, you can strap one on.
Exactly.
As long as it has ice, though. Ice is the key to this contest.
For the ladies out there, we actually have a prize. This Rush of Glory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the next lady that calls in is going to win Rebecca Rush's Rush to Glory book, custom signed with a snarky comment to the guys at fatbike.com.
Exactly. Well, but I asked her to make the snarky comment.
Well, that was nice. Nice of her to let you dominate her like that.
No, real women. No tucking. No taping, no tucking, no cross-dressing, no pre-op, no post-op transsexuals. We'll have a special contest for Glamba coming up here sometime this summer.
I can just imagine the calls we're going to get now.
So, Michael, back on your Minneapolis trip, did you ever hook up with our friends from Framed Bikes and get that Bluto strapped on your framed Alaskan that you're testing?
I grabbed the Bluto and the Maxxis tires, and I'm going to... So I wasn't sure what snow to expect, so I left them off the bike for that event.
Uh-huh.
And those are going on this week.
Oh, Christ, I can't believe it. Beer stop.
Beer stop.
Beer stop right now.
You should probably have a beer. Could I have a fluffer beer?
Hey, Mike, have you ever had an apricot beer? Did we already ask him? I don't know.
Have you had one since we last asked you?
Well, I keep asking it every about 5 minutes just to make sure that it gets asked.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I think you had mine. This is what it feels like.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we do have another caller on the line, so we're going to let you go, and we're going to catch up with somebody who's having fun somewhere else.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for calling in, and we'll look forward to your report on the Bluto on the front of that framed Alaskan aluminum that you're testing for us.
Yeah, anytime you have something interesting to talk about, give us a shout. We're always on 8 to 9 Wednesday nights, Central Time.
I will do that.
Call us. You don't have to wait for an engraved invitation like you got today.
Yeah,
but,
with money.
You know, don't be surprised if we don't track you down otherwise. Now we have your number. I'm just going to call you. No, just kidding.
All right. Thanks again.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
We got another caller on the line.
All right.
Who do we have talking to us now?
I think that might be me. I'm Katie from Grays Lake, Illinois.
Hi, Katie.
Katie.
Guess what? Katie just won as our female caller of the hour.
You just won an autographed copy of Rebecca Rush's Rush to Glory.
She autographed it custom at Gomez's dominating request to poke fun at the guys at fatbike.com. So it's an heirloom quality book.
I think Rebecca Rush could honestly kick my ass.
Uphill, especially.
Uphill, for sure. In kung fu, in arm wrestling.
That's awesome.
I don't know about in and leg wrestling. I'm awfully good at that.
Or no, so that's cool. How it got started.
Swearing in foreign languages contest.
Yeah. So do you have a question for Gomez?
Actually, I know why Katie's calling. I know why Katie's calling.
He knows why I'm calling.
Katie?
I'm calling to tell you guys, yeah.
Katie, you went for your first fat bike ride this weekend, right?
I did. I went for my very, very first fat bike ride this weekend.
That sounds very special.
I'm sold. Yeah, it was huge. You know, once you go fat, you never go back, like they say. So
it was huge.
So much fun. It was huge.
Didn't it remind you of, you know, horsey rides on Uncle Gomez's lap? Just kidding.
It was. It was a lot like that. Right?
Almost exactly like that, to an amazing degree.
Yeah. We would put that kind of stuff on our site, but then that would explain everything to everybody, and then we'd have nothing else to say. So
that's true. We can't give away all the secrets.
Right.
So you were riding Norm's taxi driver 907, right?
I was, because we're like the same size. Yeah, got out there.
It's
a nice ride.
834 at fatbike.com.
So.
Due to FCC rules, we need the station identify every 20 minutes, so I just plastered it right over you.
And we'll be here keeping you up.
Yeah, we're super pro here, super pro.
So what kind of fat bike do you think you're going to get for yourself?
I am not sure. So that was the first time I was on that one. I've looked at the Surly, like the Pugsley, but I really... I'm just admiring them all now. So
there's
a whole new world.
There's $150 off for fans of Surly Pugsley's right now. So if you go online to their site, you can get a $150 certificate to take to your local Surly dealer. I don't know the exact rules and regulations, but I'm pretty sure you'll find them
it's
on the
complete,
site.
Surly complete.
Okay. And it doesn't actually even have to be a Pugsley. You could buy a steamroller or
ice cream truck.
Whatever you want. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a whole new world of shopping now, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah, it comes out. It comes in purple, too, and you don't have to keep it a single speed.
Purple.
Okay.
There's nothing more badass than purple, ever.
Purple's pretty badass. Pink is pretty badass, too. So undecided there.
Very good.
All right. So, thanks for calling in, Katie.
I'm sold. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Katie, we're going to give you a call back a little later and get some information on how to get this Rebecca Rush Road to Glory book to you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I won. I forgot all about
totally.
That.
Totally. That was like the first thing that happened on the call.
Yeah.
I know. That's crazy. All right. Well, then I'll look forward to hearing back from you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
See you, Katie.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
We're pushing buttons and stuff should be happening. Welcome to the radio program.
Hello.
Who do I have on the line?
This is Charlie Tree.
Charlie Tree. I saw your name earlier today somewhere.
Is it Charlie?
You sent me a message.
That was Gomez. Yeah,
that was Gomez.
You do say Tree, correct? Charlie Tree.
I say Tree. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Because you know,
the rest of the world seems to say Try, but
there is no Try. There is only Tree.
Tree. Yep. It's a number that comes after two and before four.
Couple of two, three.
Tree.
I got it.
We got it.
What do you got, Charlie?
Oh, just calling to say hi. Getting excited, leaving in a week to go up to Alaska and race Iditarod.
Damn.
Wowzers. Yeah. I heard that we just were talking to Heather Best, and the conditions up there seem like they're not the best.
Oh, really? What was she saying? You can just regurgitate everything she said.
She was very, very noncommittal about the conditions, except to say that some of the routes were a little different.
Yeah. Well, that the bikes were actually going to follow the traditional route, but
the dogs were not. So the dogs will not
because they have
be
that
there.
Lack of snow, basically, up there. I was up the week before last, and they have less snow than we have in Wisconsin.
Yeah, last year there was a good 30-mile section that was all dirt, so...
But you got to keep
fun.
Rolling.
It was like mountain biking.
Well, Charlie, I reached out to you today because, for one, we have never talked and we have never gotten to meet. And I kind of like left your sponsor 907 off when I reported your top five placing there in the Arrowhead 135. So I wanted to say sorry for that. And, 907 and Charlie Tree and fatbike.com, we're like all on the same team, so we'd love to hear more from you, and that's why we invited you to come on the show.
Did you just totally stroke him off or what,
dude? I think
in darn Europe.
No, it'd be awesome to hear just your experiences.
I've got a healthy ego that always needs feeding, so it's always welcome.
So, well, dude, you know, it's just you're in the game, and. We like to cover the game, so it's good to talk to you, and I hope this is the last
time.
Yeah.
Didn't you cover the Fat Bike Nats?
I did. What do you think about Fat Bike Nats, Charlie?
Oh.
And you,
not a big fan.
Not a big fan?
It always starts with a sigh whenever somebody asks that question.
And that's all right.
That's fine. Racers...
If they've given any attention to fat biking before this, I don't have a problem with them having a national championship. It's the fact that, there's, as far as I know, there hasn't been a sanctioned USA Cycling Fat Bike race out there. Then all of a sudden, have a championship. I don't know.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem right.
No, I hear your sentiment 100%. Because we were at the Fat Bike Berkey last year when they claimed the Fat Bike National thing, and it's happening again this year. And I think it's kind of like boxing. There's different sanctioning bodies. You go to the one that appeals to kind of racing or riding you want to do. I think USA Cycling is a little more organized and competitive. Whereas while the Berkey is competitive, the 98% of the people that are riding it are doing it as an adventure more than a competitive endeavor.
Right.
And, yeah. Because they don't give away 63 Stars and Stripes jerseys.
Yeah, and there were a lot of Stars and Stripes jerseys given away at Fat Nats.
I'm going to tell you this. This would have been the year. If you wanted to win a Stars and Stripes jersey, this would have been the year to do it because either there's going to be a lot more people or the alternative.
All you had to do was ride 12 miles as a girl on a single-speed fat bike, and boom, national championship. There was nobody.
I think that's still an accomplishment for sure. It should not be diminished by stripping her of her Stars and Stripes jersey.
And you know what? Here's the thing is, like, the market is going to decide whether this is a viable thing for USA Cycling. And the market will speak. The fat bike community will have a
750 participants at the fat bike.
Right. We'll see if they do it next year.
So what else, Charlie? What do you got?
Yeah, there's 12 professional bikers that actually showed up. But anyways.
Yeah, there were 18 on the roster, but not all of them showed.
Well, having your name on the roster is important for your sponsors.
But it was pretty cool that Ned won, man.
That was cool.
That's pretty cool. He's a cool guy.
We saw him win last year at the Berkey. It was great.
Yeah, what else is new, Charlie?
I did not. Oh, what else is new? I was thinking you were just talking to Heather Beth. I was actually thinking there should be some competition, a couple competition, because you got Jay Peterberry going the long route that Iditarod this year.
Oh, really?
That's actually a great idea.
I was told Oatley's doing the long route, and then you got Heather and Tracy doing the short route.
Oh, king and queen of the ITI.
It's like split tandem racing. It's a tandem class, but you're on separate bikes.
Yep, there you go. All four of them are, super strong, and they can combine scores in some kind of overall GC category.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Charlie. Like
you should sanction that event and become a sanctioning body and sell that idea to USA Cycling.
I think that'd be perfect.
Well, you got to retire somehow. You're going to need it. You're going to need a good nest egg to retire. So,
speaking of the sanction, I want to see the Fat Bike Berkey do what Moab did when they had the 24-hour world championship there. And then there's a whole a competition as far as the world. So they started calling themselves the Intergalactic Championship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the folks up at the Talkeetna Trio already have called themselves the Intergalactic Championship. The World Championship, the Intergalactic.
Well, the Pugsley Worlds have been going on for eight years now, so there was already a World Championship out there. I actually attended it twice. I rode in part of it once.
This is the way I look at it is there's always room for Jell-O, man.
Yeah, for sure. You're more likely to get that at Pugsley Worlds than at any other Fat Bike World Championship out there.
Jell-O shots at Pugsley World Championships.
It's the same day as the Fat Bike Berkey this year, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's like, can I race over there? Can they do it on Sunday? But no.
But, the market's going to sort all that out. It's going to be sorted out by who attends and who will pay the entrance fee and who's in it for the long run. And the people that are in it for the long run, I think, are the people that are like, that's their lifestyle. It's still a bottom-up community.
But when
still
Volkswagen brings five people to cover the Fat Bike Nationals with their quadcopter and everything.
Right, Volkswagen hired a five-person film crew.
Five-person team to...
A producer, a director, a cameraman, a second cameraman, and a drone pilot.
Which I think is, by the way, the job of the future. It used to be plastic.
Drone pilot.
It used to be plastics, now it's drone pilot.
Damn right. Charlie
Tree. I got a little bit of a leg up on everybody.
You should probably start flying drones.
What those people from Volkswagen, instead of filming it, they should have raced. Like, a couple of them could have won the jersey.
You're probably right. You're probably right, my man. They had a stack of medals up there.
All right, man. Well, we're going to get back to finishing our nonstop coverage from cover to cover. But give us a call anytime and let us know how it's going out there, how you're preparing, how a race went, anything at all. I'm sure our listeners would be very interested to hear.
Yeah, it's really good to meet you, Charlie, and good luck up there on the Iditarod Trail.
Yeah, thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
All right, take care, babe.
Bye. We'll talk later. Bye.
Take care, babe.
What the?
So do we have anything else to talk about at Fat Bike Nats? I think we kind of mixed in a few things, but I saw, besides Ned winning.
Ned won, man, and he's almost 60, and he looked so good. I'm telling you. I may have revealed the secret, though, because nobody else was modifying their tires like his tires. His ground controls, the center knobs had to be an eighth of an inch tall, like 2 millimeters instead of 4 millimeters.
Mm. Yeah, he did that last year at the Berkey, too. Right.
That's what I remembered it from, and I kicked myself for a whole year. I didn't get a picture of it, so that was my big
scoop. It doesn't hurt that he trains a lot, and he just is an amazing physical specimen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who else did some meddling over there at the Fat Bike Nats?
Well, Travis Brown took third, and right Travis on. Travis sometimes comes to Wisconsin, and he said... Dude, when I come to Wisconsin, you and Sven got to take me out for a beach ride. So
beach ride,
you know, stay tuned for that. We'll be doing a little beach riding with Travis Brown.
We
got to
do some beach investigating to see what we can actually still use. That's what we got to do because I haven't been on the beach in 2 weeks.
Get Travis to carry maybe a case of beer and
got to handicap him somehow.
Yeah, we got to do something to his bike and maybe fill his inner tubes with water. Give him like a gallon of sealant in his tubeless tubes.
Tubeless something. Tubes. Did we already talked about both beard contests, right? We didn't leave out anything except that we still don't have a real big, we don't have a big plan yet because I'm doing it. I plan like, you know, when it comes to me. So by March 31st, send your picture of your beard with ice to Sven at fat-bike.com.
And don't worry, Gomez is back in this contest up with prizes. I actually have prizes sitting in the bed of my hot rod pickup truck, for you.
We should take some pictures with that with the fat bikes next year.
Yeah, yeah.
I like taking pictures of cars. They're super hard to shoot a car well, so I'd like to just practice on somebody's car that isn't going to go somewhere where somebody else might see it. So, yeah, we should do that. What else we got? We got links. We got some links this week.
JK's got something here about testing out some fun. Are you going to have fun?
Am I testing out some fun?
Testing out some fun ways in Milwaukee. That's what you're going to do. You're going to take your beard out, and you're going to test out the ice beard theory.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to be like 8 below, right?
Yeah, for the next like 48 hours, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
we're going to be driving in a car up to Minneapolis. So,
sons of bitches.
Is there biking in our future tomorrow or Friday?
We should definitely bring a bike.
Oh, I'm bringing a bike. I just don't know when we're riding and where yet.
Well, no, if you're going to be driving,
Friday, all you have to do Friday during is the day for sure somewhere.
Drinking
and
whatever beverage, and then roll the window down, stick your head out.
All right, the point of the ice beard contest is to actually do it on a fat bike. It is not sticking your head out the window of a car, man.
Yes, but
come on, man. Okay, do I have to actually make rules for this thing? I thought it was just going to be fun.
No,
Thursday.
So there are no rules as long as there's ice on a beard. I don't care if you stick your head out the window or dangle from an airplane because you fell out of the landing gear when you're, you know, smuggling yourself into the country. Get an ice beard picture. Send it to fatbike.com and we'll enter you in the contest.
Well, I was just saying as an example because that's what I'm going to be doing. I took it so damn literal.
Falling out of an airplane? Yeah, buddy. You know, people do fall out of the landing gear of airplanes every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
You know what doesn't fall out of there? Fat bikes. They don't. No. You never hear of a fat bike falling out of an airplane. I don't know. Last week, a MacBook Air fell out of an airplane 1,000 feet in the air and landed on the ground and still worked.
I'm sure.
Smashed up some, but it worked.
Wow.
It was in the news, folks. It's I saw it on the internet, so
it gotta be true. Alive.
So can we do links now?
Now we got the links. Das linkages.
There's a thing on here about Hayward, Wisconsin, looking at allowing fat bikes on groomed trails. That's actually pretty interesting because they already let them on trails. They got 34 miles of trails. They got a 10-mile loop and then an 11-mile out and back or 12-mile out and back or something. It all adds up to 34 miles. And that's going right out of the Sawmill Saloon area there in Sealy, where they're going to have the Camba Fatbike.com Fat Bike Berkey after party with some level of prizes and things and raffling stuff off. And even if it's just salt from the bottom of my shoe, I swear to God we're going to have some prizes up in
Hallelujah.
There.
Hallelujah!
If you're at the Fat Bike Berkey, make sure you go to the fatbike.com Camba after party event at Sealy Sawmill Saloon. You know what? They took $10 off my rooms because I said, you know, I'm going to stay by you and we're doing that party. Because they're nice people.
$10. Shit, I'm going to go buy myself a 12-pack of Coors Light. Hey,
how'd you know that was my favorite beer?
You know what? This Craigslist link I have in here, it's a guy that wants to trade a full-size cougar taxidermy on a boulder for either a fat bike.
Not like a mercury cougar, but an actual live
cougar. Or like his formerly alive. His horny wife that likes to have sex with younger men.
That would be 66 for me now.
The rock base is detachable, I'm reading.
Exactly. So he would like to trade this giant stuffed pussy for either a fat bike or a 1911. And for the folks, it's not just a year, it's also a Colt hand, it's a semi-automatic 45 caliber handgun.
We talked about global warming, we might as well talk about handguns.
So there you go.
You know, this is what happens when you folks don't call in. We're left to our own devices. It'd be way better if we just took calls and let out other people run the show.
Here we have a link. We have a link in our links that contradicts our guest that talks about the start of the Fairbanks, start of the Iditarod moving to Fairbanks. But it's kind of split. It's like dogs are moving to Fairbanks.
Dogs are moving. Make those dogs go somewhere else.
Do you think dog sleds are a bigger story than fat bikes now?
Well, it's been going on longer, and it's more traditional by far. So, I think there's been an interest in the Iditarod for a long time as a sled dog race. The Interloper fat bikers just came and had fun instead of making it look like a lot of work with dogs.
Yeah. They fly.
Hate mail can be sent to
dude, Ben.
Sven@fat-bike.com.
I'd like to dedicate this show to my wife's dog, Bodhisattva. He passed away last week.
Oh, no.
He was named after the Tibetan Buddhist god of enlightenment and tranquility, the Bodhisattva. And I learned a lot from that dog, man. I love that dog. And so here's to you, buddy.
Losing a dog's tough, man. I feel for you.
Man. Yeah. Rip my heart out, dude.
I always thought the Bodhi was a Point Break reference.
Oh, well.
Bodhi. That character. That character was named after the Tibetan god of...
So A squared equals
Gomez's dog.
Exactly.
Ergo, Patrick Swayze is Gomez's dog.
Patrick Swayze is my spirit animal.
Patrick Swayze!
With the spirit world.
So our next big field trip, Sven, is to Scotland to visit Bruce.
He's checking in with a lot of stuff this year, this week, this month. He's got like four out this week. The one that caught my eye was just the DIY fat bike wash stand. It's the design basic idea has been out there before with PVC tubes, but refresher that everybody needs a wash stand, especially if they have a fat bike. They're not the cleanest animals in the stable.
And especially if you ride with salt water, man, you got to get that salt.
I've been salting the heck out of my front walk and even that,
You know what I'm riding in Scotland? I'm riding a boolassel. That's right. Bamboo and carbon fiber. Carbon fiber.
I see another contest coming. It is who gets a cooler fat bike in Scotland, Gomez or Sven? And I think the companies ought to just throw down, man.
Dude, well, I already got I'm locked in.
I guarantee to ride mine at least on the beach and at least to a bar. If nothing more than that, that's what I will do. I can guarantee you those things.
I think that Bruce will run us through the ringer. He'd be like, oh.
Well, he sure rides a lot more than I do lately. I mean, being
sick. Gomez, you gilly piece of turf. Anyway.
For crying out loud. Can you believe we killed a whole hour here?
I can believe it.
And we killed a whole hour.
Yeah, last weekend went to Madison to see Local H from Zion, Illinois, I was having total realizations when we went down about a month ago.
And huffed asbestos on the beach.
I was like, that's Prince's Corner. That's Local H. So
Nah.
Yeah. And Zito just wouldn't, dude, you're still talking about that.
I apologize.
But I was out in Madison this past weekend, and this guy at the bar just goes, well, they're going to be riding these fat bikes around the state capitol tomorrow for Winterfest. And I'm like, I don't
know. Derby at the Capitol.
They have like a cyclocross scene that
they're
running.
Yeah, well, it was a cross-country skiing, and they had those grooves.
Yep, classic style.
Yeah, boom, boom, and all around the state capitol of Wisconsin, by the way.
Wisconsin. Say it with me.
And later in the night, it started at 8, and I was getting the hell out of Dodge, and I wasn't going to stick around. But it was really interesting because they took, like, it's two lanes of traffic. They took one of those lanes, dropped a whole shitload of snow all the way around.
Probably came
down,
from Scott boom, Walker's
boom,
office.
Boom, boom. I was impressed because I was right there 12 hours earlier, and there was nothing.
God makes it snow at the state capital of Wisconsin because he's been called down by the man in power.
Did the standard rules of freestyle beard growing apply in that?
Well, what was interesting is when I looked at it, and I couldn't figure this out. And all of a sudden, it's listed as the U.S. Fat Bike Criterion National Championships.
Was it sponsored by USA Cycling?
I can't believe like that many words just would like escape my radar, your radar, anyone's radar.
Right.
So I don't know if they were just had to make something up.
I think
something like that. Like boom, boom.
Madison's like an alternate dimension.
Another time in dimension. The Twilight Zone.
They're out there. You know what you made me think about though is one of these links is there is a U.S. Beach Racing Championship.
Yes, and I was trying to figure out how to get down there.
Beach Fat Bike Championships.
Yeah. I dropped the ball. I was going to write a story about it. I got
jump
it started.
In your car.
Awesome. You got to see the place where they're going to do it. I talked to, I think his name is Stuart, pretty sure.
It's right at Wright's Beach, man. Right where they invented flight.
No, this is it. Well, it's called Wright's Beach, but it's actually, I asked him about that because they're like, can I go to the memorial too? He goes, oh, hey, John, or whatever the guy's name was. How far is it up to Wright Memorial? He goes, I don't know, about 4 hours or something.
Oh, really?
It's like on another one of the curvy zoom parts of it.
Cool.
But it's on the Outer Banks. He's got a plan to do like an all Outer Banks tour. With a couple
totally
of ferries to jump between them and stuff. As long as it's after June 16th or something.
Packraft.
Or Packraft, maybe.
You can do everything.
With ocean freighters coming by and aircraft carriers and ponies. Wild ponies.
Wild ponies!
Wild horses.
Yeah.
Couldn't drag me away. Can you believe we killed another hour or more here on the radio program?
Do we have anybody
to thank for this freaking show?
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. You ain't got no time for no jibber-jabber. I pity the fool that don't save with a Surly Superfan coupon.
$150
$150 off any Surly complete bike from your local Surly Slinger, sucker. Use it before April Fool's Day. April 4th, you crazy fools.
April 1st, fool. I pity the fool don't know what April Fool's Day is.
Hear that, amigos?
SurlyBikes.
Treat your mama
dot
well.
.com.
Treat it right.
That's your bike calling you.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.